This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
And Maria is see.
I'm raining.
I like that laugh.
Hey, Tom.
Now watch the Dr. Strange.
Damn it.
I'm peeking. Thought about killing myself.
You ugly. You're disgusting.
Steve.
Damn it.
He's white.
Yeah, people are gonna die.
Yeah, baby.
Dead.
Wow.
Calm down, Connie. Relax. Oh,
Connie.
No, nothing too sad.
Going. I'm also laughing because I think I noticed this last week for the first time that you have, he's gay.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. He's gay. He's
gay.
Blind.
I'm sorry. Gay.
People are
going to
die. Gay Mount Everest.
Climb Mount
Everest.
Clipped
all living him.
Well, gay.
A clip that single-handedly argues for the continued existence of local news.
Mm-hmm.
Better than any sort of like journalism is so important. Like, mm-hmm. No, just play the gay Mount Everest mm-hmm. clip.
He's gay.
And we will
people
have
will fund. Yeah.
The
people
phones will
vote
be
for it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they'll go for it. Welcome to Good Christian Fun. I'm Kevin.
I'm Caroline.
We're having,
sorry.
Right,
just
I,
that
I
moment.
You no.
I should have known. I'm Caroline.
Yeah, we're here to have good Christian fun. Yeah. Good Christian Fun is the podcast where we talk about Christian pop culture, the music, movies, and the entertainment made by Christians. But we're not here to make fun of you or to make you go to church or to take you away from church or to take you away from church on an Easter Sunday, which mm-hmm. is, you know, what
not
was
I.
happening this past weekend.
Yeah.
Although, as this comes out, it was like 3 weeks ago.
Oh, yeah.
But
good Easter?
Well, Good Friday. Great
Ooh.
Easter.
Ah.
It was actually, I did have a great Easter.
Oh, good.
To be clear. I don't know if it was because of church, but I had a good one.
Oh.
What about you?
No credit to church, I guess.
I'm not saying it was great because of the sermon. I'm just saying I had a good day on Easter.
Yeah, that's good. I had a good Easter. I had brunch and went to a garden. It was great. Enjoyed this clouds. It's beautiful. Yeah.
It sounds like you're describing like a, not a young adult book, but
yeah,
like a
little children's
like a kid's
fairy
book
tale
of
book.
Like,
yeah.
Little Caroline went to brunch and then she went to the garden. There was a bunny hopping around. Who's that mother? Well, that's the Easter bunny.
After Eggs Benedict, she went, yum, time for a nap.
Right? The Little Caroline illustrated, what's the name of the Gone Girl one? You would probably know.
Amy.
Oh,
Amazing Amy.
Amazing yeah. Amy. Yeah.
So.
I love that you were like, you would know. You look like
you would know.
Girl.
That was a hundo P.
You keep track of her career.
My logic.
Yeah, just in case. They need me for a flashback.
Yeah. Great in Saltburn. Doing a lot in Saltburn. Having a lot of fun.
Lots of fun.
Sure. But the illustrated like Little Caroline's, you know,
yeah,
Little Caroline's Big Adventures book would be fun.
Amazing. Yeah. And Little Kevin's Big Adventures as well. Little Kevin's Big Adventures in his Garfield slippers.
Yeah. I did have Garfield
squeaking
slippers.
Across the city.
And they were looking up at me anytime I looked down.
Cowboy Kevin.
And that was comforting to me. Cowboy Kevin.
Out in Kingwood Country.
I literally didn't wear boots until I moved to California. Isn't that funny?
That's right.
So, you know, the cowboy came later. My favorite short story.
Yeah. I love that one.
And also the Brokeback Mountain synopsis. But we're not here to talk about that Heath Ledger classic. We're here to talk, Caroline. We must speak on it. After years of not, we're going back into the cave and seeing what's in there and who's in there but little Gerbert.
Oh, yeah.
It's been a long time.
Yeah.
Do you know how long it's been since we talked about Gerbert?
It feels always very recent.
He feels omnipresent. Yeah. Where it's even like even now where we're like, COVID's kind of over in the pandemic technical sense of the word, but it doesn't really feel like COVID has left us.
Right.
That's kind of what Gerbert is.
Gerbert is a lingering
symptom. It looms. He has to let it linger.
The last time we talked about him was June of 2019. It was 5 years ago.
That can't be true. Really?
I think we did a commentary on one of the bonus episodes.
That's right.
But otherwise, that's it.
Wow.
And he's just continued to be around.
A small little orange guy with an outsized impact.
Yeah. Cut to 2016 election.
Thanks, Gerbert.
No, yeah, thanks a Gerbert. Lot.
Yeah. I didn't mean to.
Gerbert was a precursor.
Oh, no. I thought I was writing in my candidate.
But to talk about this weird little freak, we're going to need a fun little freak to talk about him with. Friends and folks making her return to the podcast after years, I think. You may know her from How to Blow Up a Pipeline or Door Prize on Apple TV+. Plus, give it the hell up for Olive Lorraine!
Happy to be here. Yes.
I'm back.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Always a pleasure.
I'm glad to be dragging Gerbert out of the cave.
Oh, be gentle. Ow, stuck, ow. Please.
Whoa.
Why does he live in a cave?
I don't know.
It feels
like a creature.
I'm not questioning.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
That's where he's from.
That feels like his lore.
Kind of a Gollum character. Living at the base of a mountain.
My precious. Well, I guess it's my precious.
Used to be human, maybe.
Maybe.
Definitely has a dark energy.
Someone cursed him a long time ago. And I am remembering, I think I told you maybe one of the first times we talked about him. The only time we talked about him. I had a Gerbert doll growing up. I truly did have like a little.
Forgot about
he
that.
Was that big?
Huge. Oh, Gerbert was huge.
And what I remember, though. Is that he didn't? We lost the pants on him, so
he liked that.
So
Gerbert liked that.
Oh no, where'd they go? Don't mind if I do.
Jeez, Louise.
The elastic was too loose.
Can finally breathe.
Uh oh, what if I lost my shirt?
I lost my belt as well.
Just my shoes now. Oh, no.
Just shoes. No.
But I remember, I'm not kidding. I have a very visceral memory of his absolutely smooth lower half.
Yeah.
And just playing with it and not doing anything foul with it or anything. Because, you know.
I believe you now that you've said it.
Right. Yeah.
You respected Gerbert.
I had so much respect for Gerbert. Yeah. I have less respect now. I think. But I have a lot of respect for Olive. Olive, thanks for coming back.
Thanks for having me.
On the show.
I'm very honored.
What kept you away so long? Where have you been? I mean, I know you've been on like bonus episodes and stuff.
like it's her choice.
Yeah, well,
Gerbert's behind me holding a gun.
Say it. I want you to say it. I fucking dare you.
You picked up on the voice really quickly, and
I feel like he lives within us.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the darkness about Gerbert.
Yeah.
And what we don't want to admit in 2020s and in 21st century PC culture, but there's a little Gerbert.
We all can access.
Waiting to be awoken.
Universal.
Yep, in all of us.
Biological.
Uh-huh. And we have to fight it every day. Mm-hmm. I am fighting.
Two wolves and a Gerbert.
Like that DC Talk song. Yeah. We're just two wolves and a Gerbert. Man, that's sick. Oh, but thanks for coming back. Life change at all in the last 5 years? What's going on?
I got to be in a movie, and I got to write on a TV show, and I still have my dog. Yay.
And you brought it like a real Christian perspective to all of it.
Witnessing under on the set. Under the guidance of Jesus,
that's kind
my
of
Lord and Savior.
All of it. You know, she says that a lot. All of it. How much do I want?
All of it.
Or when she does punch up in a script, she's like, I'm going to all of it.
Ooh, can I just all of it for a second? O-L-I-V-E space I-T.
That's right.
Yeah. Wow. Not O-L. Not A-L-L-O-F-I-T.
No, like, no. And that's the way I was thinking about it, too.
Yeah.
And growing up, fighting? Wow. Caroline, fighting?
Keep it in, keep it in. Son. She gives birth to Gerbert.
Oh, no. Wow.
Oh, no.
You know what? The last time, man, the last episode of any sort we did with you was January 2020.
Yeah.
It was right pre-pandemic.
Mm-hmm. Right before.
Mm-hmm.
With little did we know.
Free. Wow, I'm looking at this episode title and it's just Accio Salvation.
Okay.
So what's I don't know what we were doing on that one.
We're freestyling.
I think Accio might have had a different connotation than it does now.
Yeah.
I think we briefly talked about that movie that was coming out with the Riverdale guy in it?
Oh, KJ Apa.
Yeah. Trolls World 2.
Was that it?
Tour?
Trolls World 2.
Yeah.
It was I Still Believe where he plays Jeremy Clarkson.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, we watched the trailer for that. Mm-hmm. And then we watched the movie. And
we saw that movie.
Caroline can synopsize the entire plot of it right now.
Oh, it's coming. It's rushing back to me.
That was like a core memory
but
for
we don't
Caroline.
Have waste time for okay. that. Yeah.
All right. I'll watch it.
Yeah, you have to watch it to really understand.
I was seeing, who's the stand-up I was watching recently that was like, you know, growing up Christian, our parents hated J.K. Rowling, but they were ahead of the curve on that one. You know, like that having a sort of, oh, I don't trust this lady and she may not be,
right.
You know, good for us. They were early adopters.
You think that was like a
parent, broken clock is right twice.
Intuition.
Yeah, it's kind of I never liked him energy in a way. Although now they're probably trying to reclaim her in some way.
Mm.
Who knows? I haven't checked in on all that in a while. The J.K. Rowling watch, but I'm sure she's tweeting about like, what was the thing?
That would be hysterical if I checked in with my mom and she was like, you know, she's transphobic, right?
As a point of like contention.
Yeah.
She's like, I was loving it until. I know. Maybe her and Kanye will do a little tour together or something.
Yeah, a little book tour.
Just like two iconoclasts. They probably have a lot to say to each other in that respect.
Yeah.
So my Easter this past weekend, I went to a service locally here in LA, ran into a few people, but I was realizing because I was talking with people after the service and we were trying to reflect on, like, oh, what did you do last Easter or the one before? I barely have any Easter memories at all. It is just not something that stands out in my head. And I know I participated in most of them, most of my life. But I couldn't tell you what I did. Is it the same for y'all? Do you have clear Easter memories when you think back to them?
Well, my church always did the like crucifixion reenactment.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
For the person?
Yeah.
On Sunday?
It was either like on Good Friday or Sunday.
Well, tell us about that.
I mean, it was terrifying as a 6-year-old, but... Basically, like, the church that I was in was, you know, Southern Baptist, so it was really big. Like, we had a really big, whatever they call the...
Stadium?
The fellowship hall. I don't know.
Stadium.
It wasn't quite stadium level, but that's theater definitely space. Real there.
Sure.
And I just remember, like, it kind of starts as, like, a normal... service, and then all of a sudden you hear like men screaming, and then you turn around and then
what?
Like there's people from your church dressed up as like soldiers who are like whipping and lashing someone dressed up as Jesus carrying a cross.
Oh my God.
And he walks all the way up to the stage and props the cross up, and they quote unquote nail him to the cross in front of everyone.
Jeez. Louise.
Yeah.
But you can kind of tell it's fake.
Yeah. But I think by the end of not when you're sick. When you're six, it's kind of like, you know, he's not being nailed, but like he's kind of hurt. In pain right now, yeah. Right? Like
when you're six, perhaps it's you're thinking 20 plus years later, I will be able to remember the screams of the men coming from the back.
Definitely had a moment where I was like, I'm going to remember this.
This is trauma.
But yeah, I remember by the end of it, at least he comes like, you know, they carry him off after he's died and then comes back, you know, to represent.
Yeah, he's back.
He's risen.
He's so back.
And he's like clean. All of his blood is gone. Wow. And he's like, I'm back, y'all, just for a little bit. And then that's when we're all supposed to like rejoice and then go on to the Easter potluck afterward. Uh-huh. Like,
whoa.
But yeah, it was intense. I always remember Easter being intense in that way.
And that happened multiple times.
Yeah, it was like every year.
So you kind of know it's coming at some point. But okay, so there's dramatic tension of just like, ho-hum, we're having a normal service. Mm-hmm. What's that?
Yeah.
Oh, it's slaughter of our Lord. And then, okay, here's another question I have. Do you know anything about the selection process of who got to be Christ on the cross?
I feel like it was always a point of contention, of whoever's like, because they were like obviously church leaders, deacons. And I feel like it was usually one of their like teenage sons.
It was a teenage son?
Yeah. Because it couldn't be like,
whoa. It should be a grown man.
Because
right?
He had to like look a little sexy.
Okay. That was going to be my other question.
It couldn't be one of like the grown men.
Jesus isn't going to be wearing a t-shirt, right?
No. He was in full like diaper looking.
Full diaper?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Yeah. So, okay, here's what I was thinking would be funny is if, like, you know, the top donor could basically buy his way to be
Jesus
every year.
Dude, that was probably real.
And he's just, like, not the type at all, but he's like, no, right? I should be.
But they're like, you have to let him.
And, like, all the dads are weird.
Is that supposed to be Jesus?
They're, like, stage moms. They're like, this is not fair. You look so much more like Jesus than he does.
We've been growing his hair out for 3 years for this.
That'd be a good reality show. Like, I made it to Hollywood, Brown Mom. I really think I'm going to make it all the way.
And then there's blood. So there's, like, fake blood going on.
And there was the same kind of contention around who was going to get cast as Mary, for sure.
Okay, so Mary's there as well.
Yeah.
And she's like, no.
Does she have a song or she just says no?
No. She just says no and cries kind of with the weeping women. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Okay, so there's a lot of actors.
Yeah, there's a lot. It's a full production.
And they're in period appropriate outfits.
Mm-hmm. And Little Olive saw that.
I saw that and I said,
when she was young and said,
I want to be a part of that.
I want to do theater.
The limelight's calling me. Calling my
name.
That's
going to be me on that cross
one day.
You know
what's funny, though? Is like, my first reaction is like, this is so horrifying to, you know, show this or whatever. But I'm like, it's actually just being hardcore because that's the whole point of the day. People love to talk the talk about the crucifixion and be like, we love it. It was so painful. Let's talk about it, yada, yada. You guys showed it.
Mm-hmm. I do remember...
Feels like
lots
you're casting out Mel Gibson for Passion of the Christ right now, by the way. Like, you showed it. You showed
it. Get there. Get him, girl.
Lots of parents.
Lots of parents would, like, take their younger kids out. But my parents were so intense. And we're just like, no, you need to see this.
We're pussies.
That
is also crazy, too. It's like, if this is inappropriate to show your child, but it's not inappropriate to, like, tell them about it all the time. Yeah,
exactly.
I'm in Hollywood now.
Proof's in the pudding. Yeah.
Exhibit
hey, A. You think every kid in that sanctuary ended up being in how to blow up a pipeline?
Nope.
Just one.
Just me. Just
one and only. You may have passed the Hollywood round.
Whoa. Okay. Now that's an Easter memory.
Yeah.
I had one that was, I guess I'm saying I don't have that many. I'm trying to remember if this was Easter or not. But the Assemblies of God church that I went to when I was a kid would do a whole ass musical, but not Jesus Christ Superstar, but an original musical with music and lyrics by a woman named Brenda White, who wrote a bunch of musicals that I was also in as well through like the Christian Fine Arts camp and stuff. But for the Easter one, it must have been either around Easter or Easter adjacent. there was one that was, you know, death and resurrection of Christ, all that. And the guy that played Jesus, it was the same guy every year. And it was a grown man. It wasn't a young,
hot teen,
jacked boy. But he was like a very fit, older man. And he was the father of a girl I had a crush on at the time. Nice. So I remember, and I'm not going to name names like I did for Brenda White, I guess, but I'm not going to name the rest of them.
She deserves credit.
Yeah, she's a talent. She's Andrew Lloyd Webber.
That's right. Of that church, she was. But I remember for the Last Supper song, I remember the song being like, "This is my body." I remember the melody being, "Remember me. Remember me," and he would just hand it to
me. He could sing too.
Ish. I mean, I wasn't really like
double threat.
Yeah, I wasn't like judging it too harshly as a kid.
It's Jesus.
Yeah, you want to.
Can't give feedback.
That is funny. It's like, what if Jesus? Perfect in every way, fully God, fully man.
A little tone deaf. A little tone deaf.
Flat for days.
Insists on singing.
And John's like, okay, here we go. Well, Jesus is going to be singing
here
tonight.
Comes. Here he comes.
All right. It's that time.
You guys do karaoke? No.
He has a
okay,
guitar.
I'll just do it first.
Here's Wonderwall.
Oh, thank you.
Thanks, Jesus.
Do you have any? You got any nuggets from your past?
Yeah. I mean, we did like the normal church thing, but nothing memorable or especially bloody there. Mm. Let down.
Damn.
I'd say the memorable thing is my dad is a very good artist, and we would do an Easter egg hunt where each egg had a clue to where the next egg was going to be, and he would like hand draw the clues, and they were like things in our house. Mm-hmm. So that was really cool.
And we'd love that.
Flying around the house getting them.
Flying?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Put a lot of work into
it. He gave you all the clues.
It's very sweet. Yeah.
I talked to a friend of mine this year who got a little care package from her mom.
Oh.
My roommate got a care package.
For Easter?
Yeah.
Aww.
It was so beautiful.
It was really nice. So for the one my friend got, she said there was like 4 or 5 of those plastic eggs. Mm-hmm. And they had like little $5 or $10 bills in it. And there were notes that said like, you know, $5. Get yourself a matcha latte because I know you like those. Another $5. Aww. Here's something for like skincare or whatever. And it was just like, and she said it was really touching to do like a fun little unwrapping and
That's
unveiling
very
like
nice.
That.
One time my mom, because the end was the basket, and one time I think it did land on April Fool's Day, and the baskets were just full of cleaning products.
That's funny.
It's pretty good. Yeah, she trolled us. We were all still kind of like trying to be grateful.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Oh, you couldn't tell that she was just kidding?
No, I didn't know. It was a joke. I was like, oh, all right, you know, it can't all be great years.
I guess this is adulthood, as I've graduated from chocolate bunnies to Clorox.
Yeah, there Love was this. Like, there's some candy in there. It's fine.
As every young woman right. must at some point in their lives. But other than that, zero memories, zero Easter memories. And I'm wondering if something traumatic happened to me. It's not like traumatic happened to you, but you remember it.
Yeah, I always do.
For better and or worse.
Wow. What about Peeps?
Do you remember Peeps?
Do you remember Peeps?
No, but I didn't like Peeps. And we weren't a candy household. I said that.
This is, this is your trauma.
Could you hear you the trauma? Like, we're not allowed to have candy.
We can't have those. No, you guys
can't
got
be doing
rice
that.
Cake eggs.
That's why you blocked it out. That's why you blocked it out.
Sometimes health is the ultimate treat. That's what mom always used to say. She said you could eat it 12 hours from now. But yeah, no, but chocolate bunnies, I feel defensive right now. I'm like, chocolate bunnies actually never really appealed to me.
Mm-hmm. I didn't want them.
I believe you. I believe you.
I didn't want to. I feel like this when we talk about trick or treating, where it's like, I didn't feel like I was missing out. I didn't want to trick or treat.
Yeah.
I don't want to dress up clearly as my adult
dresses
life.
Up at every turn he can.
I'll dress up to go see a movie
Makes
by
up
myself.
An event.
Makes his own event.
Has a
to dress
wig
up.
Bin, I think.
It's not a bin, it's a suitcase. And it's tucked away. And it's not even full of wigs. It's also full of women's clothing as well.
Can dress up as Meryl Streep.
It's half and
in
half.
In many different characters.
Well, yeah, and every era. Really a Meryl bag.
A Meryl for every era. I told you about my idea. I wanted to do a Meryl Wayne where everyone dresses.
Meryl for all seasons.
Ooh.
Yeah, where you have to dress as a male character.
Please do that.
And there's like a competition at the end, and it's like who did which character best, most obscure.
Oh, what are you? Oh, that's good.
Is this Miranda?
They can't hear it, but okay. I'm making a face that looks like
Olive
Meryl Streep.
Became Meryl.
She's putting all of it into it.
Yeah.
She's doing all of it right now.
Yes.
Caroline, of course, you can be her weird, fucked up clown character from Mary Poppins Returns. That
Mary
has that,
Poppins. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Where she's like,
oh, yeah.
Everything upside down. Ooh. Ooh.
Then we all have to sing.
We all. Wow, your Meryl's gotten better ever since you've gotten pregnant,
Listen,
Caroline.
Listen, I know.
It's like you understand
it. Understand her better. Yeah. And I always feel like singing now.
Like, Mamma mia.
Put it in my contract.
And we're all pro her and Marty, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Wait.
Martin Short.
The rumors that
right.
In their 70s, that they're fucking
it's fabulous.
Congrats.
Which is kind of awesome.
I know. They're like seen out. They get paparazzied.
And even if they're not together romantically, if I was them, I would be doing that too. Just going to plays and restaurants in Malibu together. How fun would that be?
I heard nobody.
My DMs are open. Let's take a quick break and we'll be right back with more good Christian fun.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective, unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Welcome back to Good Christian Fun. It's time to dive into this dark cave.
Dive it in.
Gerbert.
The water's fine.
And it's a dark cave.
Come on in.
Dark.
Sticky.
Who made him?
Who made him? Well, I'm going to tell you who made him because Gerbert, the series did not last that long. It was only 20-something episodes between 1988 and 1991, but
wow.
The impact
gone too soon
was tremendous. Yes,
yeah.
gone too soon. I don't know if there was any reunion specials or anything like that. I don't believe there were.
Gerbert revisiting his old set. Wow, you did a lot of memories.
Wow, time flies.
Ain't nothing changed.
Just looking around.
He's still naked.
Please.
I came here to find my clothes.
Where'd my belt go?
Stop dropping trow.
You know, it was...
He's not so smooth anymore.
Oh, no. Time has done its work.
So, those few things have changed.
It plays like a mournful piano version of the theme song.
I'm so glad you're here. Or whatever that freaking theme song is.
Which we'll listen to.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But it was created by a man named Andy Holmes, who also voices Gerbert, and has quite a robust website if you ever want to check it out.
Oh.
He's written a lot of books. we could contact him if we wanted to have him on the show. Again, I'm not sure what would happen if
we'll
we
tell
had
him to do the voice and then ask him to leave.
Yeah, but you know, that might be the case. But what are some of the books that he has? He has a few on sale. He was born in Memphis, so he's born in the 60s, so that kind of gives you a sort of ballpark range for his age. But yeah, he's sort of the auteur, you know? He's like the maestro of this thing where he's
Cooper
starring in it.
Gerbert is his maestro.
Creative.
I definitely had that thought watching it. I was like, was this made by one person?
There's a singular mindset. And
I love too much.
Not... If there had been more people, it would be too accessible, right?
I have a very specific vision. If summer doesn't sing with you, then nothing sings with you.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he kind of looks like this, which kind of is Gerbert-y looking.
He looks like Gerbert.
Gerbert. He's even wearing orange.
It's a little self-portraiture.
That's crazy.
And it's funny because, like, do you think Jim Henson looks like Kermit the Frog? Not really, right?
Mm-mm.
But he does a little bit. So
yeah.
It's interesting the way people fictionalize themselves in this regard. But in
what's his name again? Andy?
Andy Holmes.
Andy Holmes. Yeah.
So if you ever want to direct your dress, it's Andy.
Okay.
Be like, Andy, my brother.
Mr. Holmes.
Or Mr. Holmes. Yeah, to give a little critical distance mm-hmm. to it. That might be wise. But this episode is called Look Before You Leap. Gerbert learns the importance of safety gear. This is part of the synopsis. By nature, we resist the authority that is over us because we think our way is better.
Jeez.
Children often test the limits and challenge authority figures in an effort to become independent. Gerbert chooses his own wisdom over that of his daddy when riding a scooter. And it seems to work, at first. So we do see that he has a father who's too ashamed to show his face.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
In this video.
And keeps his pants on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And again, Gerbert follows his own wisdom on that.
Puts his back.
I can't believe we've only literally talked about him three times mm-hmm. on the show. It's crazy for how like deeply felt
the impact.
And he's
like
very
I know
felt.
Him. Yeah.
Obviously. Uh-huh. But yeah, even from the opening monologue, there is something, again, not to draw too many comparisons to the maestro, but that always feels loosely improvised about everything he's mm-hmm. saying. It does not
There's a lot
feel,
of, yeah, okay.
Frills off, yeah. yes. There's a lot of ums and uhs, mm-hmm. interjections like that here and there. And he seems to be in a sort of naturalistic state while the children around him are on mm-hmm. script.
Mm-hmm.
And like even the opening monologue, and to be clear, I'm tilting this around for Caroline and Olive. This seems to be his resting position.
Yeah.
Like making a little triangle with his legs.
It's
showing off the gams.
For those who can't see, it's similar to the position that Michael Jackson has on that album cover.
On Thriller.
Yeah.
Yeah. yeah.
With a little bit of Rose from Titanic.
Mm-hmm.
He loves to splay.
So
he
he's
does
like,
love to splay.
So Gerber's like Rose posing for the portrait in Titanic and Michael mm-hmm. Jackson.
Full swag. Thriller.
Yeah. And to me, it feels like a little like Jeff Goldblum in Jurassic Park.
That's totally mm-hmm. part of it.
And, that
and
well.
in delivery as well.
yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Lots of
yes.
Lights away.
Hi, I'm Gerbert. Hey, you know what? It's time to watch the show. But right after the show, you know what we're going to do? We're going to talk about what we learned. Yeah. Because we always yeah. learn stuff. You know why? Because God is always teaching us. So all we got to do is watch real close and listen, and we'll hear God talk to us.
There's so much.
The way he gets so quiet.
That's exactly what I was going to say.
More proof that Gerbert is like, you tap into Gerbert.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Again, inside.
We all have access.
There's so much dynamic range in the way they text. Well, he'll talk out here. He'll get really quiet down here, which is kind of upsetting to listen to.
He's mm-hmm. kind of the gold standard for youth ministers when you think about it.
Whoa, yeah. Big loud yell.
Yeah, big
and
loud,
get,
then
and
get
you
down.
Close listening.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so here,
that's what you gotta do.
Here's God. The first, you're so right.
Yeah.
The first thing I clipped out where I'm like, he's improvising all of this was.
Okay, Roar. Now I'm gonna roll the ball to you and you get it. Okay, get it, get it. Get, wait, don't get it now, Roar. Wait, it rolled out into the street. Oh, no, I'm not supposed to go out to the street.
Hey, Mr. Lewis.
It's like he's doing a mono scene with himself.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I'm not supposed to go out into the street.
Gerbert is like one of the loneliest characters you've ever met.
He's an only child for sure.
Yeah. Even when he's surrounded by people, mm-hmm.
there's
he's
a the loneliest boy to yeah. him.
Uh-huh. That's the darkness.
And I think that's what resonated with me as a child. And that is the darkness that each of us
right.
has inside
he's
of us.
He's talking, and some children are there, but he's kind of also in his own.
And he's so like fixated on like being the perfect child.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. But he does bend the rules just a little bit.
A little bit.
The adults kind of come and go. Also, everyone has a head except his parents, mm-hmm. which I think is interesting.
It's like Tom and Jerry rules or something. Yeah. One of those cartoons where they just show the legs.
Does it imply that his parents are like also not looking. Human?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Are they like puppet?
Hybrid creatures that if yeah. you saw them, mm-hmm. think about the way
it
you feel about
horrifying.
Gerber.
Yeah.
If you saw these parents, you would not sleep. Mm-mm.
Did you say it's because they're like God?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like a biblically
accurate
angel.
It's like you can only see
yeah.
mm-hmm. some of them, but like the voice, it comes yeah. from above and you're not really supposed to look.
I mean, that's the main message I got out of this episode, at least, is that like children are supposed to treat all authority like second gods, basically.
Well,
right. The authority yeah. that is put over you, render to what? Render, what's the verse? Render to
render
Caesar
to
what
Caesar.
Is Caesar's.
Right.
Right.
What is this sound? Well, we're going to talk about the police part, I'm sure.
Yeah.
But that's
what
a big part of it.
I was also starting to notice when he was talking to the painter, the gentleman working on the porch, Gerbert's always operating at a 10 at all times. Like, he seems to have one gear that he always starts out at. And it's way up here than he gets out here. But even with this painter.
I don't want paint in my eyes. That's worse than getting soap in your eyes.
Oh, that stings.
Not like, wrong, but
relax. Though.
It's
just like a slingshot coming out at a this adult's trying to talk to this weird looking kid who seems immobile by mm-hmm. choice,
stuck on the forever on the porch.
Yeah, and his ball just runs away while he sits up.
Most punchable face in the world.
You want to find out how hard you can hit him?
You know?
Yeah. He is really stuck. I feel like that's such a big part of Gerber. And the pose is supposed to make him feel relaxed and cool.
Gotta chill.
But like he can't stand. We don't see him use the scooter, right?
Mm-mm.
Unless I looked away during some part.
No, he uses the scooter.
He does. Okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because that's when he starts talking to those girls, which kind of reminded me of me a little bit in kind of the way I talk.
Right. Whoa, hi, Kamisha. Hi, Angela. Look at this.
There it
one
is.
One hand, baby. One hand on the scooter.
But you don't see his feet.
You don't.
He's just gliding across the bottom
There's
of the
still
screen.
Still stiffness, yeah. you know?
There's yeah. stuckness.
There's a stuckness. Mm. Stuck in a place between childhood and puppetdom.
The other dimension,
the
honestly.
Other dimension.
The parentification of Gerber.
That's right.
But the forever infantilization of Gerber
exactly.
as well.
We hold
he
both
must,
of these truths
He must
at
take
the same
care
time.
And also obey.
And obey. He's always on his own, yet filled with so much responsibility
yes.
and rules.
The isolation.
And oversight.
I mean, this is the strangest one we talk about, right? This is the strangest, like, video series are made for children. Because
mm-hmm.
even Salty and Colby, the Christian robot guy and all this stuff, you kind of understand it. But Gerbert does seem genuinely avant-garde.
It is. As I was watching it, I was like, I forgot how, like, kind of absurdist this show is. And, like, the way it moves from things to thing, it feels like... It does feel kind of like a child brain, you know, mm-hmm. where like you're just kind of bopping around whatever thought you have.
It's
like
true.
Other shows, I think, make more, at least something of an attempt at
yeah,
a narrative.
Yeah, this is not cohesive.
No.
Just at one point.
It's like a weird 70s variety
yeah.
show.
Yeah, yeah, it is. And like, but he's trying to keep talking about safety. And like, even Gerbert forgot the show was about safety. And at one point, he's talking about wearing knee pads. And he's like, knee pads. They're kind of shaped like slingshots.
David and Goliath.
David and Goliath.
I had like, that same thought. I was huh? like, wow, that is a leap.
Woo! okay, first draft. Let's go, Andy. Take me there. There's a Bible song, and then that's not about safety at all. That's just about the Bible,
that's
which is
the book
fine
for me.
Yeah, Andy was big on not rehearsing ever for this show. He's just like, let's just
go live. Let's just feel it out.
Do it live.
And like Bradley, he would stay in character the whole time on set. Yeah. So if people had a question, they didn't talk to him.
What do you mean the light broke?
We have to write it down. Oh, this can't be good.
I don't have
scared.
Any thumbs.
I feel a little scared.
I crawl up my ass about this. What do you want
what
me
the
to
fuck
do? I'm just a little kid.
They ride me like a whore on Friday night.
Oh, jeez. And one of the kids is like, what, Gerber?
Nothing.
Go away. It's some child labor laws.
What do you mean they're supposed to be in school?
Oh, yeah, the Bible. There's the Bible song. This song intro, again, felt like I was looking into a dream.
It is like a dream.
I actually kind of love this instrumental music. Feels like Michael Mann or something.
Like R.E.O.
It's called the Bible. They're in a dreamscape.
Labyrinth.
Yeah, I think that's a pretty good idea. I think I'll go read it too. See you in a little bit.
Bye-bye, Wilbur. See you in a minute.
This is like a slowed down version.
Super slow. All the girls in like Laura Ashley dresses.
This is like the version they put in the trailer for a religious horror movie.
Yeah. Kind of a funeral song. That boy's just staring down.
It's awesome.
Yeah, this was haunting.
Okay, we also need to address that Gerbert is Southern.
Quite Southern.
Oh, yeah.
He's got that twang.
He's got that twang on him.
Cowboy Carter.
Andy was born in Memphis. So it is not stolen valor. He's
this
not...
ain't Texas.
This ain't Memphis.
This ain't Southern.
But it's not a Taylor Swift thing where it's like stolen valor because it's like,
right,
you're from Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
What's that tweet of hers I saw where it was her standing in that Reputation video? And the caption was, my mama, Pennsylvania. My daddy, Pennsylvania.
Oh, my God.
You mix that pencil with that vania, you get Pennsylvania. I love that tweet. I love that so much. But there, yes, the loose theme of everything happening here, other than the Bible's the book for me, is safety. But like you're saying, it is like a child's mind, and perhaps Bradley Cooper's mind, which is interspersed with, here's the fantasy of who I want to be. I want to be a skier. I want to be a baseball player. I want to go on safari, like whatever he wants to do.
Yeah. And then here's this like art piece about shapes and like being different, I guess. And God chose you.
That was a screen recording of Microsoft art, right?
I think it was real. It was physical paint. I don't think it was
really digital.
Yeah. But they had done some
Which
kind
is
of
beautiful.
Effect. It was kind of neat because they were like scraping paint away. And stuff too. And I could see a hand. Anyway, it was beautiful.
it was actually amazing. What the only other thing, I had a clip from the end of the Bible song where it just said, Gerbert, enough.
I'm so glad Jesus gave us the B-I-B-L-B-L-E. Or whatever it is. What is it?
B-I-B-L-E? Yeah, whatever that shit.
lost
Trump
soul.
Moment. Yeah.
Both equally.
Gerber, you got a hot mic on.
Build that wall.
Oh, no.
And then, of course, he does start, you know, fantasizing about, like,
you know, we should really respect our boys in blue.
He does. There's he has a moment.
There's a song called, I think it's just called Mr. Policeman or I Love You, Mr. Policeman.
One idea. Hey, I'm going to pretend that I'm a policeman and you guys will be the regular people. Okay, let's see. I'm a policeman, so it's my job to keep y'all safe and
regular people.
Just like this stuff that my dad gave me.
Again, look at him alone
He's
in his
so
room
alone.
With his toys talking to them.
You know what?
In
I wonder what it would be like to be a police officer in real life.
See the bloodlust in his eyes.
Endless authority. No one to tell me where to sit.
A gun. I'd finally be packing. Let's show them all. What's it for all?
Immunity?
I'm above the law.
So it's, yeah, it cuts to a little stage production.
Children are wearing cars. It's kind of like, oh, first you think it's maybe just a traffic cop, but no. We go full cop. And breaking up fights.
You know, I don't want to armchair diagnose anything or say, like, clearly this person is XYZ or they might have this or whatever the case may be. I do think something might be a little off in Gerbert. I'm not going to speculate as to what, but he does seem quite distracted a lot of times and maybe not capable of staying on subject and focusing.
Are you saying Gerbert is neurodivergent?
I'm not saying anything. I'm just saying I am observing a lack of focus on his part.
Might have PTSD.
He might.
See PTSD.
Yeah.
Well, we haven't gotten to the episode Gerbert's trauma yet.
Gerbert sees things.
Gerbert and the faceless family.
When we realize he's actually in the foster system and all of this is an imagined reality.
No. That's why he can't see their faces because he can't get attached.
Yeah, because they don't exist.
My God.
But there was a part, he has like this very strange spoken word interlude in the policeman song that I'm like, buddy, are you with us? Are you here?
You know, policemen are real neat people. I saw one the other day. He was driving in his car. He had little red lights on the top. And I waved and I said, hello, Mr. Policeman. And he waved back at me too, because he's a nice guy. And one time, I was driving with my mom. And he turned on his red lights and my mom went, oh, no. But you know what? He pulled her over and he said, hello, ma'am. You're a good driver. Here's a good driver reward. My mom liked that. When I grow up, I'm going to be a good driver too, just like my mom.
And Gerbert has a coke problem.
Yeah. I mean, is that not the rambling of a child that has never had a mother,
yeah,
right?
Truly. Truly.
Yeah.
But then there's that whole segment about the girl that like doesn't shut up. And I'm like, Gerbert needs to listen to this.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Moaning Myrtle. What's her name?
Something like that.
Loony Linda.
Loudmouth Linda.
Loudmouth.
No, Luella.
Luella Loudmouth.
Luella Loudmouth. That was haunting.
Yeah.
Why so, Caroline?
Again, this is the safety episode. So I don't know what.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Maybe she's.
I thought it was just a short interjection of remember little girls.
That's shut how I thought.
Up.
The way she looked so hideous.
Because nobody tells Gerbert to shut the fuck up.
I kind of looked like this in middle school. That's me in between
like
rice cakes. You might have looked
bangs.
Like I know you did.
That looks like a failed draft of Junie B. Jones.
Yes. Oh. Or is this the cover art for Little Caroline's Big Adventures going
Oh my
to
gosh. Going to brunch.
Brunch and then to the garden.
Yeah, Gerbert isn't involved in Luella's story. She's just the tragic tale of a girl who couldn't shut the fuck up. And the teacher had to tell everyone to be quiet. And then eventually she stopped and no one recognized her because they didn't know what it was like to have a silent woman.
Can you imagine being that talkative?
She had the same face, the same name.
Like, who is that?
But no one recognized her because she wasn't
annoying recognize you because you were
crazy.
Not talking.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of my dream is I stop talking and no one recognizes me.
I like the interlude when we go to the skate park and the cool teens are talking about their pads.
I was like, all of these boys are definitely smoking weed and
that might be true.
And they were like, oh sure,
there's
we'll be
cutaways
on Gerbert.
That are like
hell yeah.
Gerbert doesn't listen. I don't have to be on set for all of it. You guys can go out and shoot a little thing without me. It's all good.
I didn't be there. Yeah, those guys are, they also felt like they're kind of making it up as they go. Mm-hmm. Kind of a man on the street interview. Mm-hmm.
There's also, I wanted to give note to the one moment of sobriety in the show, which is when this narrator is telling the story, the Bible story of David and Goliath, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And Gerbert keeps interrupting. And the narrator seems genuinely annoyed with stupid Gerbert not being able to shut up for once in his life. It was a little weird life. And he's like, okay, where was I? What was I talking about?
Bite of the lion or bear so they couldn't hurt the helpless, defenseless, cute little lambs.
I'd really attack them.
And the Lord would give you
and he's like, okay. And courage to defeat them. Which is like how we would react if we were in the room.
Where was I? Oh, yes, Goliath.
Trailing off.
Where was I? You know, he was in the booth of Andy. Being like, are we doing this or are we doing something else?
Andy was method.
Like, Andy had a little beanie on, like the wig.
Man, I gotta find Rosy this guy cheeks. On Instagram. I had labeled this clip me taking a cold shower.
That'll help the bump go down.
Gross. That is so stupid.
Oh, no. I do call it a bump. I labeled this one, Gerber doesn't know scripture.
God does. He told Adam and Eve not to eat from the tree of good and measles.
You mean the tree of good and evil?
Oh, yeah.
Two puts half.
Fucking idiot.
He can't even read.
He doesn't know what's going on. Like, I get that you want to.
This guy's never read the Bible.
When you're making children's entertainment, obviously you want to anchor it on an accessible character for young people to relate to, that they resonate with. Oh, that could be me having these adventures. You don't want to also give that character the same attention span, knowledge, wherewithal. You want to give it a little magical, like, and they kind of can propel the story forward.
That's what the other children have in any scene. You know, they're the ones being like, well, as we were talking about in the
safety,
Bible.
Safety, right?
Okay. Gerber is, you know, abstract.
Now he's trying to break dance.
Without his cardboard out.
Actually, no cardboard.
Staring up
me.
At the sky.
Raw dogging the breakdance.
Where are we going?
Did y'all have safety?
I gotta get out of this town. There's a better place for me.
Yeah. Quiet Gerbert is really chilling. And I hope we all hear it as we fall asleep to
you.
Did y'all have safety stuff growing up or things that precautions you did not take that then ended in injury for you? Similar to Gerbert in this episode.
Wow. Do you have one?
Well, I think I told you mine. It's not a great story.
No, where you fell in the pool?
Well, I did fall into the pool, but that was when I was like 15 or 16 years old.
Or your pants fell down and you were playing the triangle at church?
Yeah, that was when I was 11.
Or the one we got spanked at Universal Studios.
That was when I was 12.
Wait, 12?
Yeah. I think it's 2002.
Or
I might have been 11.
12?
I might have been 11.
At what age did you get really tall? Do you remember?
12.
Like, were you a tall 12-year-old? Looking your dad
His dad's
eye.
Like, you will not be the same height as me. Spank, spank.
Bend over.
Bend over.
I don't wanna.
Like 16. Like high school age.
16.
I want to say. Yeah. 15, 16. No, the one I was thinking about, because, I mean, in this case, Gerbert's, what, did you think of another one?
No, just think of the old ones.
What about it? Do you know how many of our listeners have had their pants fall down while they're playing the triangle? It's not that weird.
No, it's not.
And I mentioned they were orange cargo pants, right?
Right, well, like your hero.
Where's my belt?
Oh, man. Oh, no, here they go.
No, this was when I was 7 years old, and I got a Berenstain Bears fan club newsletter in the mail. Awesome. And I was so stoked about it. That was like, well, I gotta show the old neighbor lady around the block. So I started running to her house in flip-flops, tripped and broke my arm.
Oh my god.
Ouch.
Yeah. Aww. That was the case.
That's not even an official.
Hey, get that mic
precaution.
A little bit closer to you.
That's not even an official safety precaution. It's like, don't run in flip-flops, even though that should be.
It should be, especially for Kevin.
Yeah.
But that was as much athletics as I was doing at that age and at that time.
Yeah.
So for me, running down a sidewalk was like playing a baseball game or getting on my bike.
Going to the Olympics.
That was an Olympic level sport, is like showing old ladies my Bernstein Bear stuff.
Alice.
you knew her?
See this. Flip flops. Yeah, but you broke your arm. That stinks.
Broke it.
Ouch,
I know.
Poor guy.
And I broke it again, but I forget how. Oh, then there's the pencil lead incident. I told you about that.
Pencil lead incident.
Yeah, I was like showing my mom a math problem, but there was this like can of pencils, and I went down like, you see? And then.
Ouch.
They went into my forehead. You can still see the lead.
Ow. Wow.
Eagle-eyed listeners, check my Instagram.
Would know.
I got a real embarrassing one.
Which is what?
So my mom always told me to not climb the fence.
Mm-hmm.
It was a relatively short fence. It was chain length. Chain link.
It might have been chain length. We don't know.
And she was like, don't climb the fence. You'll fall. You'll break your arm, whatever. I'm like, I'm agile. I can do this. I climb trees.
Yeah.
This is only like 5 feet tall. I got this. I still remember what I was wearing.
Oh.
I was wearing a Hillary Duff skort from Target. She had just dropped.
She had clothing line.
You had stuff by Hillary Duff skorts on?
Uh-huh.
Dang. Okay.
And
lucky.
It was pink with ruffles. It was like, it was the skort that was like shorts underneath, not shorts from the back.
Shorts from the back.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I loved them. I loved them because I was like, as far as you know, I'm wearing a skirt.
Right.
And so one evening.
If anyone wants to get perverted.
Yeah.
I'm covered.
All you perverts.
Yeah.
Oh no.
Bad news. It's a skort. Hillary's got my back.
But stay tuned. The skort does betray me.
Mm.
So I'm climbing this chain link fence.
Wow, it's really in there.
It's really in my brain. And I get to the top of it, and usually at the top, I'll like do a little froggy hop off. When
oh,
I
wow.
do the froggy hop, my skort... catches
no,
at the
no,
top
no.
of one no, of the no, like no. chain
ouch
like pokey part.
How old are you?
Yeah,
I'm like 8.
Oh,
and I give myself a hanging wedgie off of the fence.
Did anyone witness this?
Oh, no. No one witnessed it. But all but I was literally dangling from the fence
upright amazing.
Yeah. And like my toes are like barely touching the grass.
Did your back get like scraped by the fence?
Not that I remember. I just remember intense pain in my crack. But
no.
Then I think my uncle and aunt were over or something. We had guests over, and when I came inside, I was like, I'm going to play it cool. Like, I obviously don't want my mom to know I was climbing the fence. My mom goes, what happened to your skort? And I look down, and it's like been stretched so far that the skort is hanging
kind of
down.
A high low hem.
Exactly.
So Hillary Duff's face on, or no, I guess her face wasn't
no,
on.
No, not that
butt.
One. I had a shirt with her face on it, but
it's like juicy back in the day. Maybe that was the trend.
Duff. Hillary's back. I mean, shout out to the construction of that skort, though. The fact that it held you up.
Truly.
It's kind of a good
well
ad
made,
for
well made.
The skort.
They don't make skorts like that anymore.
They do not. Not
I've been looking.
She should bring those back.
May have been better off if it did tear.
Right. You
probably.
Could have been free.
Yeah.
Wait, did you have any similar injuries due to a lack of safety precautions?
Oh,
like Gerber?
Yeah. I just remembered one. I think I was 6 or 7, and I was like kind of an ace at riding the bike. Mm. And so I was like, time to show everybody what I can do. I put my feet up on the bar, and then I did like this, like lean it back.
Mm-hmm. Caroline's putting both of her arms behind her back.
Yeah, both feet on the bar.
Kind of a Gerbert stance. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Leaning back.
Hello,
thriller. Free and easy.
Yeah.
And it wasn't the worst injury, but I did fall and like hurt my wrist pretty, pretty bad.
Ooh.
Yeah. Didn't break it.
Have you not broken a bone?
Never.
Wow.
Well, except unless you count like a toe, which I don't.
Oh.
Yeah. The toe doesn't have any bones in it when you think about it.
Well, I've really never broken a bone, then. Not even a toe.
Not one.
Not one.
Wow.
You could be Christ.
But see, lots of wedgies.
So to be clear, I just want to zoom out and say, you know, you got your injury showing off, doing something kind of impressive. You got yours rough house, you know, like jumping over fences and stuff. I just wanted to go to Alice's house and show her Mama Bear.
Pure wholesome. Mm-hmm. You just didn't have the right shoes for the day's task.
And
no one should have ever given you flip-flops.
Well, do you notice I don't wear them anymore?
Well, yeah, but that's because you hate your feet.
Well, yeah, it's both. Well, why do you think I do? They're literally stumbling blocks for me. Like, I'm going to trip and fall over.
It might be a healing event to run your next half marathon in flip-flops.
Holding a little book.
Just to see the Bear
family.
Alice is at the finish line.
You can tell me all about it.
Show me mama.
Her ghost. Because, I mean, I got to assume but at this point.
Well, maybe.
I don't know. She was looking pretty good back in the day.
She was pretty spry. Right in the strike zone for Kev.
What else? Pretty much for me. Here's what I didn't like, too, about when he was talking to those little girls on the porch who had to kind of be like, hey, Gerbert, stay with us, bro. Is he was like, oh, yeah, well, God did what Adam and Eve in the to touch the fruit because it wasn't safe. And that doesn't even now.
That's not.
Feel like what that but even like the evangelical understanding of however you want to say the Garden of Good and Evil and Adam and Eve and sin and original sin and all that, is that a story about safety?
No,
it is a story about authority.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
which I think is really what the safety episode is about. Yes.
God was the first Mr. Policeman.
Yeah,
because some of the safety rules, you know, don't necessarily even equate to actual safety.
No, it's more about if it's dangerous to not listen to authority.
Yes, because there's one point Gerbert is like, he thinks he found the loophole and he's like, oh, my dad just wanted me to be careful. He didn't mean for me to wear the helmet. Mm-hmm. That was his big mistake, was thinking he could interpret the rules.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Have his own perspective.
It's when Gerbert plays God. Right.
Even that.
You need to follow exactly
to the letter.
Yep.
The policeman song, there was a lyric I wrote down.
There's a few things where like, these guys are so nice. They
who
just
is our friend
the
across
best.
The land? And who is the one we should all respect?
That's
oh,
right.
Lord.
I clocked that one as well.
Policeman.
That's kind of awesome. Although I was looking through some other episodes of Gerbert, and they do similar musical numbers for other professions, like doctors. Like they have a similar, like being a doctor is good sort of musical number, which probably wouldn't fly with the Syncore audience now.
No.
Because it'd be like half the doctors are trying to kill you with, you know, aborted cow fetuses or whatever. But policemen, that's an evergreen.
We
one.
Still respect those.
We stand.
Yeah. We absolutely do. Okay, I have one last clip I haven't played, which is Gerbert only has one speed. Oh, this is him playing bass. Doesn't this sound like a UCB improv show at midnight?
Yeah.
And there's like six people in the crowd and there's one guy who's a little too confident.
Drunk.
Going too long.
Yeah, he's a steamroller in the group game.
Yeah, major steamroller. But it was also kind of like the only time Gerbert truly seemed free.
Yeah.
The whole episode.
He didn't seem very lonely just then.
Yeah, because he was
seemed comfortable in his skin.
Yeah.
Maybe this is the narrative. There is an episode where he like cheats on a test that I think we should watch at some point.
Yeah.
Where he's it's the one with the VHS cover and the title is, but I really didn't do it. So we're going to get into like the false accusation.
Not Gerbert.
If I did it, here's how.
Yeah, I would have done it if I did it, which I didn't. You'll never catch me. It's impossible.
Gracious.
Tracks are clean.
Those tracks are clean.
I don't have fingerprints.
The glove can't fit. I have four fingers.
I buried her gloves so anyway.
So deep. They'll never find her.
I can't hear her down there.
Is that, even if she was screaming now, it wouldn't make it to the surface.
Let's be realistic.
Well, hey, neighbor.
Oh man, that's addictive. Anything else about this episode? Anything to talk about or something we want to highlight? The shapes part was quite interesting. The pose, yeah, the stoner skateboarders. Those poor little girls on the porch.
Yeah.
Do you think that was like, they think about that day the way you think about your Easter services?
Definitely.
Yeah. There's this little orange freak and we need to talk to him.
Because on like kids shows, you can tell a lot of time the kids think the puppets are real.
They're having fun. They're like enjoying it.
And it's like magical. And the kids that think Gerber's real in the show are scared.
Like, why does he smell like whiskey?
This is part of that Tennessee charm. Bourbon.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, let's rate this thing. The way this works, all if we get a toast, a roast, a holy toast is a thumbs up. That's when we send Gerbert, whether he deserves it or not, all the way to heaven. Heaven-bound. Or holy roast, we send him perhaps back down. Or if we're not sure, we can put him in purgatory, which is the space between. Caroline.
Man.
We go with you for Gerbert number two.
Gerbert number two. Wow. I think the space between is a perfect place for Gerbert. Perfect place for this episode, for the mindset of this episode, the feeling of it.
Oh, yeah.
Neither here nor there. Somewhere. You get lost. In the seam between the world as you know it and the world as you wish to be.
Oh my God.
That's where Kermit lives. You know, it's where he belongs. Mm-hmm. That's quite
like
a bit.
He's in the
that
Black Lodge from Twin Peaks. Like the new episode is going to be Gerber dancing
that's
around.
A
little gay.
Yeah, a little Wonderland.
David Lynch would love Gerber.
Oh my God. We got to show Gerber to David Lynch.
Probably made it up.
He'd be like, this makes sense to me.
Yes. He's like, look at that orange. It's so beautiful.
Finally, a real child.
This is a child I would want to raise.
This is a child I can work with.
Yeah. Oh, man. All right. Space between from Caroline Olive.
I'm actually going to go ahead and embrace his darkness.
Yeah. Ooh.
Send him straight to hell. I think that's where he'd be at peace. I think that's where he'd feel less alone.
Yeah. He'd be understood.
Mm-hmm.
Him and Carmen hanging out there.
Welcome, hey, little guy.
Come on in, hey, little buddy.
Oh, Mr. Meatball. You smell like noodles.
Noodles.
I like noodles.
It's partially Jim Gaffigan. Like a little
bit. Yeah, you're right.
Like, oh, that's wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah. His little inner monologue.
Man, I'm going to split it three ways. I'm giving a toast to my boy Gerber.
Oh, yeah.
Because I got it. I understand. As someone who also sustained an injury at such an age and who had as much game as he did at such an age and had as much smoothness as he did at such an age.
Still, to this day.
To this day. Yeah. No, that's what I mean. It's like now. I kind of relate to him now as I ever did for 25 plus years. So I gotta give my little buddy a boost up there. All the way up there.
All the way up. Aw.
So he gets one, you know, there's a variety.
Redemption, yeah.
There. Yeah, and I feel good about that.
Do you know what my favorite ad lib from the episode is? Is when he, I think it's after the baseball game, because he's like listening to it on the radio. Like it comes out.
With his little stuffed animal.
Yeah. And then after he like gets too excited about it, he's like,
well, I hope I wasn't too loud. My mom's taking a nap.
Oh, yeah. And I'm like, who's the adult here?
She takes a lot of naps these
days. Is
she
an alcoholic?
She even daytime?
She's napping 18 hours a day. That's okay.
It's 2 p.m.
Bob's taking her kitchen nap. Quiet down, puppet. Quiet down, teddy bear.
Mom's taking her garage nap.
Garage nap, Jesus. Oh, that's so funny. Oh my gosh. Wow.
God,
gang,
sad figure.
Whether we wanted to or not, I think we did awake it in us.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
He's alive. And I'm curious, Caroline, we're recording two episodes tonight. I'm wondering if he's gonna bleed over into the next.
Oh God, I hope so.
Is what I think of this man.
He's been bleeding in this show.
Yeah.
Oh, years.
He's been bleeding, honey. The way this works, Olive, we're dimming the lights in here. Ooh. We're lighting the candles.
They really are.
you know, we want to create a worshipful space like we all felt so safe in all those years ago. We're not, and continue to feel safe in when we return to or think about. And we're not here to promote ourselves or our projects. We're here to lift them up to the Lord as a humble, loving sacrifice, including things we're enjoying in secular culture. So maybe the last great thing you saw or read or watched or listened to. We'll start with Caroline.
You can lift me up at Caroline's Farts now till the rest of the year. Maybe next year too. Maybe forever. A little attention.
I thought you were going to say you're changing your username. To like
yeah, Caroline's just goes away.
Farts Mama.
Farts in Junior.
If we, I want to make a bet with you that if you lose, you have to put wife and mama in your bio on Instagram.
Something about mama.
Mama to a little cub.
Boy mama.
Yeah, boy mama.
I'm going to lift up a movie called Perfect Days.
Oh, yes.
I love Blush. You've seen it?
Blush.
Blush. Blush. Blush. but in Japanese. A Japanese movie. Very good. About a janitor that takes care of the toilets of Tokyo and makes everyone's lives a little bit better. It's lovely. Lovely film. Really beautiful. Loved
love
it.
That.
Yeah.
There's a way to be a toilet boy and a way to be a toilet man.
Mm.
He did it.
We turn it to all.
You can lift me up at Olive J. Lorraine on Instagram if you want to see my face every now and then.
And TikTok.
Don't go there.
Okay, just kidding. Olive doesn't have a TikTok.
Don't.
Tic-tac-toe.
It's a winner.
Why did I not add that to the theme song? Let's do it.
You have to
I'm
know.
I'm slipping.
Yeah. Also, Big Door Prize Season 2 comes out this month.
Hell yeah.
Please stream it. I helped to write it. Ooh. It's very sweet and funny and weird. What's a movie I would, or something I could lift up? I mean, I'm catching up with Abbott Elementary. That's my comfort show right now.
Oh, sure.
And I know already a million people watch it, super successful, but wow, such a good show.
You heard it from Olive now.
Yeah, I'm the official.
If anything was holding you back, anything what else you have to say?
I watch that shit. So,
so good. So good. Who's your favorite character?
Probably the principal.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's so fucking funny. Or the older, like, mentor woman. I'm so bad at character names, but
yeah, Cheryl Lee.
I just love how she delivers everything. Uh-huh. She kind of delivers everything like Purred Happily on yeah. on Parks and Rec. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. She's like, and that's the way things are.
Yes.
My favorite character is Bradley Cooper in the one episode he was in.
He was so good in that.
He was funny, Caroline.
Oh, yeah.
He's so funny.
I can't believe he's the horse you've picked this year.
Because y'all are mean. Y'all are mean to him.
He's really famous. A lot of people ride for him. He didn't need ride.
No, he needs me. I know. I'm like those guys on Twitter. They're like, Elon's actually a thinker. I know.
He needs us right now.
Yeah. You know what? Back your boy.
Oh, and he would love if I did. Oh. You can follow me at Kevin T. Porter everywhere. And Letterboxd, Peloton, Instagram, OnlyFans. I'll lift up a movie. Oh, I'll lift up, I saw this movie called A Woman Under the Influence. Mm. For the first time, have you seen this movie?
I've been wanting to see it.
Ooh-wee.
Yeah.
There's a man who's like the wife guy of indie cinema. And it's a man named John Cassavetes, whose whole career is making movies starring his awesome wife.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Being amazing in movies. And there's something about that that's very touching to me. And this movie, she's cuckoo. And she's a little, something's wrong with her, little out of it. Mm-hmm. I think it's streaming on Criterion Channel, but I found it to be very touching, very powerful, and very moving. So a woman under the influence, AKA Caroline before she got pregnant.
Hey.
Okay.
Barely.
You can lift us up at Christian Fun Pod everywhere, patreon.com/goodchristianfun for more good Christian fun, and leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. Olive, thanks again. so much for joining us on the show.
Thank you for having me. It was very fun.
Thank you.
Thank
and
you.
Thank you. Thank you. Back. Now she comes back again. Oh, Amy Roar will play with her. Yeah, I like that.
I gotta go take a nap.
Oh, I gotta take a shit.
Gerbert.
Gerbert.
And there's nothing left to say except for,
okay.
I love you, Emma. Amen. Now watch this drive. Watch this drive.
I guess we'll go out with the theme song of the show.
I just gotta say, I wanna stay. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Not a banger. Sorry, Gerber.
I wanna share the things you do. Ooh,
I'm not even hearing the Memphis in it either.
Right. So deep.
All right, we'll see you next week on GCF when we do something different. Goodbye.
Bye.